Tonight we begin the celebration of the fourth Sunday of Advent. And this is not really even a long week for us. A few days of preparation before this proclamation that we hear tonight comes to fruition in our recollection, in our celebrations, in our anniversary of remembering the first important life-changing encounter of God with the human race. Can you imagine for a minute what it must be like to be visited by a messenger of God? Here is this young girl, this Mary, who's not that much older than our servers here. And she's visited by this angel named Gabriel. And his greeting is one that is shocking. Hail, full of grace. Do not be afraid. For you have found favor with God. Aren't those the words that we just long to hear in our own life? You have found favor with God. He's got a mission for you. Do not be afraid. And yet, every one of us heard those words the day of our baptism. You have found favor with God, and He will come to you, and He will make His dwelling with you. But this message is unique because it says you will conceive a child, a son, and you will name him Jesus, God with us. And he will be great because he's the Son of the Most High God. I just can't imagine the wave of emotions that must have gone through that young girl's mind and heart. And yet she has the presence to say, I don't get this. How is this even possible? And that angel says, nothing's impossible with God. And then we hear her profound answer. Okay, behold, grasp, understand, let it be unfolded before you. I am the maidservant of the Lord. I am the Lord's handmaiden. Let it be done to me as you say. And what are the next words that Scripture tells us that come from the mouth of Mary? My whole being proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on my lowliness and found favor with me. And from this day, all generations will call me blessed. Brothers and sisters, we are one of those generations who look to the example of Mary, who look profoundly at her loving example to say, if this is what God wants, I'm in. 100%. I don't understand it. I don't know that I ever will completely understand it, but I'm in. Because this is from God. Boy, I'd love to have that kind of faith. I'd really love to be able to say, I understand the will of God. Or better still, I don't understand, but I'm in 100%. And every day I strive to be another percentage in as to what God calls me to in my life. And it's not about the time of year or the celebrations we prepare for or the upcoming festival of the Incarnation, Christmas. But what it's all about is being obedient like Mary all the time. How much different would our life be? How much better would you feel if you were able to say in some form or another, my whole life, my whole being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. I have such trust, I have such love, I have such hope, I have such faith that people can just see it in me. The love that I have for the Lord and the love that the Lord has for me. That's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. You and me getting to a place where we can reflect in everything we do and say and think and feel the greatness of the Lord. Tonight, take a minute. Take a minute this week. Find the time. If that means you have to stop in the middle of a parking space, or it means that you have to take a minute to have your meal be a little less hot, or whatever it is, and say to the Blessed Mother, Blessed Mother, go to the Lord for me. Intercede for me so that I can be obedient as you are. So that your joy may be my joy. So that my faith can grow just a little bit more. That in the midst of all the craziness and all the stupidity in our world, people can see your Son in me. Now, if you're wondering what to get the Savior for Christmas, that's the best birthday present anyone could hope for.